So Sarah, even, welcome to Spotlight's HQ. It's the centre of Warwick, the centre of the universe, we like to think. So before talking about your new role at AIKB, can we just backtrack?
Yeah.
To tell us perhaps like where you were born or educated.
Okay, well, I was born in a town called Villefranche-sur-Saône, which is near Lyon. And I was there for 22 years and then I decided to go to England. I studied foreign languages in France, in Lyon. And after passing my degrees, that I left to go to England. Got jobs there in education, in the artistic world as well. Artistic world first, and then education. And spent 12 years in the UK. And then moved to the south of England. So in education, I was working for the council, Cornwall County Council. Working for literacy, working as a teacher for French and German. And also dealing with IT projects. For education, I was in charge of 300 primary schools. Goodness dealing me. With IT projects. So that was that. Then I went to the south of France for a renovation project. So I had what they call down there a bergerie, which is a shepherd's house. And with my ex-partner, we decided to renovate it. It was a huge project. Didn't see the end of it personally. Left before it got finished.
Before it got finished.
And down there I was working for a wine company. And then I set up my own business, property management, because there were quite a lot of English-speaking people. Yes. And I spent 10 years in the south of France, in the Corbière. So that's between Narbonne, Carcassonne, Perpignan. Oh, I was
fantastic.
Down there. And then came to Brittany.
So what actually attracted you to Brittany then?
A Breton man.
Ah, I see.
Was
romance.
Who I met in the south of France.
Oh, right. Interesting, because I didn't know whether you were originally from Brittany.
I'm not Breton.
No, you're not a Breton.
No. I came to Warwick. I had never heard of Warwick 10 years ago, but my partner had his house near Warwick in Plaeloff, and then we decided to live together. He said to me, do you know Warwick? No, I just went on Google Map. Street View ended up in front of AIKB, actually. Perhaps that was a sign. And I looked around virtually, and I thought that looks like a nice little village. Well, I call it a village. And that was that. Let's go for it.
Because it means very different. Brittany is its own little unique place compared to other parts of France,
yes.
Isn't it? Which is why it's almost quite special.
Yes, it is, definitely. So that's how it started 10 years ago. I came to Brittany, didn't know anybody apart from my Breton partner.
Right. And so then you went to AIPG,
the estate agency.
Yes.
I was lucky because they just saw an advert where they were looking for someone who was local. Well, I was then because I was living in Warwick, and who could speak English. So I applied and got the job.
Because, with AIKB there, and it's almost like the first stop that people make when they come here.
Yeah.
And also, I know the English people, if they are coming over from England, they're looking for a house and they need help with it. They're sort of desperate to find someone.
That's why when I was working at the agency, at the estate agency, with Maggie, we used to swap clients sort of thing. The clients used to buy the property and I used to refer them to Maggie afterwards. And Maggie sometimes had people looking for houses, so she used to refer them to me.
She sent them over, so you were cross-exchanging.
That's right.
As it were. Fantastic.
So we were already collaborating at the time.
Yes. So it's funny, though, how things work out.
Yeah.
I mean, you started in near Lyon, then you go to England.
Yes, then south of France.
And then the south of France.
And now Brittany.
And now Brittany. So what actually made you, why did you apply for the position of office manager at AIKB?
Well, because some of the work, I used to do it when I had my own business in the south of France, because I was doing property management, but it was a job divided in three, sort of. I was dealing with holiday rentals, So from A to Z, basically, dealing with the advert, dealing with the preparation of the properties, dealing with the finances, dealing with everything. The owners didn't have to do anything. So I had about 20 properties to look after. So that was one job. Next to that, I was doing a lot of translations for a company in Béziers. And the third part was dealing with all the administrative problems people could have, all my clients could have, insurance companies, renewing things like EDF or the water company, or this type of thing. So it was very similar to what Maggie does. And when I came to Guarec, my idea to start with was to carry on what I was doing down there, do it here, you know, dealing with problems. So I was told to get in touch with Marilyn. So I left a note in her letterbox and she got in touch. We met and she explained what AIKB was all about. And I thought, well, I can't create my own business. I can't carry on my own business because it already exists in Warwick. So there's no point. And at the same time, the job at the estate agency turned up. So I thought, well, I'm just going to apply. That's how it happened. So basically Maggie's job, each time I was seeing Maggie, I kept thinking, she's lucky because I like to have her job. But I never thought that one day that could happen. Yeah. So it's just happened that she's going to retire.
It's all happenstance, isn't it? Yeah. It's all a coincidence, happenstance, right? She's retiring.
I know. Oh, it's fate.
Yes, it's fate. Absolutely. It says it was meant to be. It's there, yeah. But it was just a matter of timing.
That's right,
isn't it? It's all down to timing.
10 years.
10 years of timing.
When you're patient, it arrives.
Things happen. Yes. Slowly.
Yeah.
In December, I know, and also perhaps before, you've been shadowing Maggie mm-hmm. for a while, for several weeks.
Yes, since the end of August.
I didn't realise, okay. Yeah. Because I know it's been covering for her when she's gone off to England.
Yeah.
What are you looking most forward to dealing with, do you think? What is the most interesting
part? If I say taxes, you're not going to believe me.
No way.
All sorts, actually, just helping people. Actually, the more complicated it is, you know, when people have problems, and we're not talking about just, you know, renewing titre de séjour, this type of things. I'm looking forward to that. But if there are real problems with artisans or where a situation is blocked and nothing's doing anything about it, nobody's doing anything about it, then this is the kind of situation mm-hmm. I like to intervene and just
sort it.
Yeah, yes. So I'm looking forward to that.
Fantastic.
And then also the events to organise.
You know. Yes, that's a little sort of a sideline that tends to creep in a way, doesn't it? Because the preparation.
But I've got the experience because, you know, when I was in the south of France, I used to belong to an association and we used to organise a lot of things like that. So I'm sort of used to it. So,
And I think over the years, I know, it's evolved so that there are plans in
yes,
place.
That's right.
So it's not just like one big
muddle,
which
scratch.
It could be.
No. Yes, I'm going to rely on what Maggie's prepared already. And then I can always
change. I think, I think that was something that we were talking about, like with the raffle business.
Yes.
That needs to be, there's a question mark on that because of the majority of people who seem to have won something.
They had gone already. That's a shame.
Yeah,
so we'd have to think of a way of improving that.
Put our heads together. Well, apart from looking obviously at that raffle business, which does involve a lot of phone calls, obviously, and stuff sitting in the library, are there any other changes you think you might? Because it's going to be your role.
Yeah, the opening
now,
times.
Isn't it? The opening time, right.
Yes. I'm not starting at 10 o'clock. It's half the day gone for me.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a bit earlier than that. But apart from that, I think it's just going to happen little by little. Because although I've been there since the end of August, it's being there just 2 days a week isn't like being there every day. So you can't really settle down properly. So once I'm there in January, and it's with practice, I'd be able to see what needs to be changed or what can stay the way it is. You know.
Well, bearing in mind, too, that this actually will be going out in January. At the beginning of January. But I know that then it takes a while when you are in a new role, new position, new job, that little by little you sort of move things
That's
around.
That's right. I wait for things to put themselves into place.
Yes.
And then things will change naturally.
Well, as I said, it's most important too that you do have your lunch hour.
Oh, yes, yes, but it won't be the two-hour
not
lunch
the 2 hours,
break.
No
way. But perhaps an hour and a half would be good, because that would leave me time to go home and come back.
Well, I know.
1 hour is a bit short.
Exactly, and Maggie did say that, I think she warned you on when I was talking to her, that to bring in your coffee in
yes.
a thermos.
Yes. Well, I don't drink coffee.
Oh, you don't drink coffee?
I drink
no.
water, so
okay.
I've got my bottle of
You've
water.
You've got your bottle
me,
of
water. So I'm all right.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Sarah, for taking the time out this afternoon. And also, we'd all like to wish you the very best
thank
of luck
you very much.
In your new role. And welcome to AIKB and all the little clubs, too, that
yes.
come off it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.